This program is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare.
He is a doctor who can help with your child's asthma, but he can also help your child at college being forced into an expensive and binding health care plan not of your choosing. That's all coming up on HealthShare Radio.
What you're about to hear could be the most important radio show for your health care. It's Freedom from Health Insurance. This is Liberty HealthShare Radio. Liberty HealthShare is community-empowered healthcare, and it puts patients back in charge while maintaining their values. If you would like more information while listening, visit healthshareradio.com. Here is your host, John Daly.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to HealthShare Radio. We are talking about medical cost sharing, a revolution in healthcare, which is freedom from health insurance. We have a great guest today who is not only a doctor with expertise in child asthma, but he is someone who has fought for freedom in healthcare. Before we bring him on, let's bring on Dale Bellis, the executive director and co-founder of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, good morning and welcome.
Thank you, John. It's always a delight and pleasure to be with you. Thank you.
And vice versa. Let's give people who might just be joining us for the first time a quick overview on medical cost sharing. What exactly is it?
Yeah, healthcare cost sharing is a nationwide nonprofit movement of like-minded individuals who join together for the specific purpose of sharing each other's medical costs. And we do that on a regular, consistent basis, month to month, without the help of the insurance company or the government. It's just a regular, systematic way of meeting healthcare costs, and we do it on a totally different basis than health insurance. It's mutual assistance, mutual aid, commitment to one another in community.
And it is permissible under Obamacare, which really means what?
Well, it means that under the Affordable Care Act, the legislators, thankfully, recognize that there's an entire segment of America who really have both ethical and religious freedom objections to being imposed upon by a centralized government. And they simply gave us an exemption that said that based upon ethical and religious beliefs and values, if you share your medical bills based on those beliefs, you're exempt from the health care Reform Act, which is lovingly referred to as Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, which just simply means that we're exempt from both the mandates, thankfully, of the Affordable Care Act and the fines. Liberty HealthShare is a recognized healthcare sharing ministry, which means we're poised to serve one another. That's why we're here, and we have that exemption.
And we should also let folks know I am a member as well. Let's bring in today's guest. Dr. John Hunt is a pediatric pulmonologist, allergist, and immunologist who has practiced around the world. He is an entrepreneur and prolific author, which includes the comprehensive guide titled Your Child's Asthma. Dr. Hunt is also on the Physician Advisory Board for Liberty HealthShare. He has also written some fascinating blog posts for Liberty HealthShare, for the Liberty HealthShare blog. He is a self-described libertarian who has opinions on politics and healthcare. We are certainly happy to have him here, Dr. John Hunt. Welcome to HealthShare Radio.
Thank you very much, John and Dale.
Great to have you here. What got you involved in Liberty HealthShare?
What Dale said helped get me involved. Uh-huh. I became aware of it, and I think I signed up for it within half a second. So, as a combination of overcoming some of the biggest problems that we have in the healthcare financing side of the economy with the voluntariness, the morality of a group of people getting together to cooperate and deal with each other's hardships.
Dale, you're slow. It only took him a half second.
Usually
you're on a quarter second there. Dr. Hanna, how do you see Liberty HealthShare and medical cost sharing moving ahead as we have these big political fights over Obamacare? Is Liberty HealthShare here to stay? Is it going to be fighting certain restrictions, or do you think we're pretty safe?
It's a hard call in the political system, but Liberty HealthShare is the new big entrance into a very difficult and disturbed economic market, and Liberty HealthShare does it morally and in a way that solves the other problems that the health insurance industry has created with the help of government. So the simple answer is it's the moral way to go. It's a better system. The better systems tend to attract the best people who want to come and work within the best system. And that means it's going to have momentum. And it's going to more likely to continue regardless of what the bureaucrats and the politicians try to do.
And Dale, that's something you talk about. Really, I mean, This is a God-given right. We don't need government to tell us
we can
do
medical
sharing.
We've never sought permission from a legislator or a legislative body or the president or any other official. We believe God's given us this right to manage, direct, and control our own health care as created beings. We answer to God, to a higher power. And there can't be anything more private, more personal than the care of our bodies and the care of our health. And so we exert that liberty and freedom within this zone and just say, thank you very much. We'll continue on in this way. We preceded the Affordable Care Act, and we will succeed the Affordable Care Act because we're really doing it out of conscience and out of our exercise of religious and ethical freedom.
All right. Dr. Hunt, you had an incredible story kind of tying in what Dale was saying there. Your son went to the University of Virginia. The university, a public university, forced him and your family to take an insurance policy from Aetna for $2,600 a year. If you didn't take it, your son might not have been able to complete his senior year. Is that right?
Oh, that's exactly right. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Wow. And you fought it. Explain all you did.
Well, I was so opposed to health insurance when I was a medical faculty member at the University of Virginia for a very long time, tenured even.
John, did you just get that?
Yeah.
He was a medical faculty member opposed to insurance.
Absolutely opposed to insurance.
Yeah.
And I fought the insurance paradigm while I was a faculty member. And then they made this hard waiver program, which required students, and my son was entering his fourth year, his final year at the time, that he'd have to take an insurance plan that was either the student health's plan with Aetna or something that the university and actually Aetna had to determine was equivalent to their student health plan. And if he didn't take it and pay for it, he would not be allowed to graduate.
So the insurance company was telling you what was deemed proper for you.
Correct, supposedly with guidance from the university. But this was so clearly a collusion between people at the university who we have never been able to identify and Aetna to come up with this plan that was in defiance of the Board of Visitors, which is the lawmaking body for the University of Virginia.
Wow, and what did you do to fight this?
I made it clear that I was aware. That was the first thing. Talked to Mike Sharman from Liberty Health Share, the legal advisor, and talked to Rob Bell, who is our delegate from our area to Virginia. And he ended up communicating with the president's office, and I communicated extensively with the student health head, who was in charge of enforcing this concept. And they just knew that, I think they figured out that, gee, someone's going to stir the pot here, mm-hmm. and it's not going to look good for the university, which has been through its trials and tribulations in the last year, and they didn't want any more stink. So they gave me and a whole lot of other people exemptions.
So you wouldn't have gotten that unless you voiced your opinion.
No. I think a lot of people just said, okay, here's another $2,600 to add to the tuition bill. I think there was other people from other walks of life, students who, for example, were in Medicaid in another state that wouldn't apply. Aetna would not accept Medicaid from another state as being equivalent to their own insurance, and they were going to have to cough up $2,600.
Wow. I'm interested, Dr. Hunt, was healthcare sharing under consideration by the university, or was it just simply, we need to give our students the freedom to make their own choices?
Yeah, so perfect, Dale. I mean, they specifically wrote on the website that healthcare sharing ministries are not an acceptable substitute for Aetna, according to Aetna. Aetna wrote this site. It's on Aetna.com.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
And Dale, it's not surprising. Part of what insurance companies have done or have been forced to do based on the laws and their profit structure is to decrease choice, or as we say in economic terms, supply, to raise prices. How does medical cost sharing create more choice and supply? Talk about that.
Well, I think it's an individual freedom issue. I'm not an economist nor the son of one.
But so, you play one on radio.
But it to me is an opportunity for us as individual citizens to exercise our individual freedoms of choice and simply drop out of the insurance system as it's been imposed upon us by a centralized federal government, and join together with people of like mind and like faith and like perspective regarding our health and the well-being of our bodies, and join in with each other to share those costs. So that certainly expands choice. It expands both options and the opportunity for people to meet each other's costs, but to be individual consumers of healthcare. And so from an economic perspective, I would presume that means that supply is increased because we're individually making those choices. My belief is, John, if tomorrow morning every citizen in the United States was a self-pay patient, mm-hmm. responsible for their own care and their own costs, it would revolutionize healthcare in America overnight. And that's what we at Liberty HealthShare are, individual consumers of healthcare, but sharing those costs with people of like mind in our sharing community. And that's what I believe we ought to be creating in America, is opportunity for individual engagement with our own care of our own bodies.
Dr. Knight, we got about 2 minutes left in the segment, but as a doctor and someone who is not only a member of Liberty HealthShare but also on the Physician Advisory Board, talk about how this concept of medical cost sharing is actually helping the patient and healthcare. Are you seeing that with your patients? Are you seeing that as a person who is also a member of Liberty HealthShare?
I can see it from other doctors who are participating. I actually quit the day that Obamacare came into being. I quit practice.
Wow, I did not realize that. Okay.
Some people, you cannot participate in an immoral system, immoral system. So I stopped. I practice overseas, but not in the United States until it cleans up its act, so to speak. Mm-hmm. However, I will consider very much going back into an asthma practice focused on Liberty HealthShare members. That is something that I can do because that's totally moral. How can it help? Well, we've got a system currently that causes rapid price hyperinflation, and that's the insurance system and the government involvement in that system. Liberty HealthShare helps to contest that and bring down the costs. And when you bring down the costs, it gets more accessible. It makes everything more efficient. So it's a moral, economically wise way to go about providing health care. And that's an essential component of getting people healthy, is making sure that it's accessible in the long run.
Well, and Dale's instituted Liberty Direct so that people can actually have primary care, direct care doctors right there. So you're paying them on a monthly basis, which turns out to be a lot cheaper. And what they're finding is, for instance, 80% of the problems that are ailing us can be taken care of by lifestyle changes, by exercise, by diet, by reducing stress. Are you seeing that with patients, from other patients, from other doctors as well? Are you noticing that?
Oh, sure. The direct primary care model is a very exciting new way to provide. It's not even new. It's just been resurgent here lately to provide health care to people. And it allows preventative care. The doctors have a great relationship with their patients. It's one-on-one. There's no intermediary that's causing any difficulties or restricting any activities. And Liberty HealthShare's support of the direct primary care movement, I think, is fantastic. And it will lead to better healthcare and cheaper healthcare.
Well, we got to get you out there practicing again. We'll get you all these Liberty HealthShare members, and they can come to you for all your expertise on that. We still have more ahead. Dr. John Hunt will talk about childhood asthma and his role on the Liberty HealthShare Advisory Board. I'm John Daly, along with Dale Bellis, the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare, and you're listening to HealthShare Radio. If you need more information right away about Liberty HealthShare, go to healthshareradio.com or call this number, 888-616-9443. That's 888-616-9443. We will be right back.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals effectively sharing the cost of health care and paying far less for it.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that are unnecessary or that violate your conscience.
This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your healthcare forever.
It's simple and easy. Visit healthshareradio.com right now for more information. Get qualified today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Check out healthshareradio.com.
And welcome back. We're talking about regaining your freedom in healthcare with medical cost sharing. I'm with Dale Bellis, the executive director of Liberty HealthShare, and Dr. John Hunt, an expert on child asthma and a member of the Liberty HealthShare Physician Advisory Board. I want to get into the child asthma issue first. But Dale, talk about Liberty HealthShare, how it's actually making families healthier. I hear a lot of folks say, oh, medical cost sharing is not for me. I have kids. But I tell them, your kids' needs are met here too. Explain that.
Well, because we are family friendly, we encourage proactive engagement with health, getting annual checkups, utilizing whatever health care attention that you need for child care. We share in various child care healthy and wellness visits. And so we're just really there to support the choices, the individual choices of families engaged in a proactive step toward health and health and maintaining and creating a healthy profile. That's because it's our money at stake. That's what is so important for us all to understand. Healthcare sharing is nothing more than self-pay patients taking care and taking charge of their care, both that and their costs. And so we simply share those in community, and what affects me affects my fellow member. So not only am I watching out over my own interests, but for the interests of others as well. And that's the ethic, that's the ethos of healthcare sharing, of us as a community sharing in and meeting each other's medical costs.
And just so people get an idea about prevention as well, my monthly share amount allows me to have a yearly annual checkup so my doctor can keep track of things.
Absolutely. And we encourage that. And we share in that in 100%, frankly, because we want to motivate our members to keep their health at forefront.
And there's also an economic reason, too, because if we know about it, we're preventing big things that might happen down the road.
Of course. Sure.
So we keep the cost down. Okay, cool. One of the biggest ailments today for kids is asthma, and Dr. John Hunt is the expert. He's written a comprehensive guide called Your Child's Asthma. First, doctor, where can people get your guide? Is there a place?
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. And just, it's Your Child's Asthma.
A parent's guide. Well, Your Child's Asthma is the name that is easiest to look up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's comprehensive because, asthma takes on so many forms and causes exactly. So this is confusing to parents. What's the biggest misconception about asthma?
Well, if you can allow me to move to a philosophical notion for a second.
Cool.
We've had a collectivist infection or contagion or zombie apocalypse going on in the United States for quite some time now. And that is not just at the political level. It's at the cultural level and at the medical academic level as well. And in the way that takes that manifests itself within the world of asthma is that asthma has been determined falsely to be a disease that you treat in a single way following a set parameter, set guidelines, step one, step two, step three. Asthma is no more of a disease per se than diarrhea is. Asthma is caused by probably 30 different things, 30 entirely different diseases, all of which require somewhat different therapies or radically different therapies. But the collectivist mindset groups them all in together and tries to treat your child with asthma as if he's the average of a large group of other asthmatic children.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a collectivist failure. So the point of the book is to help doctors and parents together realize that the first step when you see someone who has asthma, when your child has asthma, is to get a diagnosis for what's causing the asthma. And that is the step that's missed all the time because doctors think, here, you have asthma, that's a diagnosis. Parent says, oh, that explains why my child's having respiratory problems. And that is not the case. All asthma is like saying your child has diarrhea. The parent knows that.
Mm-hmm.
What's causing the diarrhea, doctor?
So, and Dale, this kind of gets back. We talked about Liberty Direct and the primary care doctors is that they're looking for the cause. They're not necessarily just saying, here's a symptom, throw some medicine at it, and here's what it is.
Dr. Hunt, thank you for that common sense approach to dealing with illness and disease, that there's a true cause. And we get past the presenting kinds of symptoms and get to the cause of the matter. But it seems to me, I'm just a lay observer, that there seems to be an explosion, an epidemic of breathing problems in children. What do you think is contributing to all of that?
Oh, there's lots of debate among academics and the lay press about the effects of pollution and viral infections and allergies and all. And nobody has really come up to a perfect conclusion. But what we do know is that what I'm very confident of is there's so many different causes of asthma that there's going to be multiple reasons for the increase in this problem in children and in adults over the years. It actually started to plateau in the United States, and we don't know yet why that is either. But it's so common now, you know, pushing 9 to 10% of children. In the UK, it's pushing 30%.
Wow. What's your best advice to empower parents to deal with this epidemic of breathing issues?
Knowledge is power. The parent knows their child. Doctors know the disease. Doctors have to work with the parents to combine those two sources of knowledge, child and the disease, to find out what's going on in that particular child. So if the parents can be empowered with knowledge and the doctors can be dissuaded from the collectivist mentality which has perfused healthcare of late, then we will find the nexus which will maximize each individual child, your child's asthma, and make it much better.
Treating each child as an individual.
What a concept. And if you think about this, getting a diagnosis first in asthma or any disease, it applies to the whole world of the medical economy as well. Our politicians have diagnosed the problem with the medical economy being too little health insurance.
Yeah.
The problem with the medical economy is that there's too much health insurance. Mm-hmm. It's a horrible misdiagnosis. And then the politicians then mandated and poured down our throats the very same toxin that caused us all to get sick in the first place. And that is a failure of diagnosis. It's negligent malpractice by the politicians. And if we drop that back down to asthma, if you treat every asthmatic child as if they have one disease that's the average of what everyone else in the asthmatic population has, you'll be making misdiagnoses almost all the time.
You're making an interesting distinction between health care and health insurance. Health insurance being the way in which costs are cared for or met versus the quality of access and care. And for some reason, there seems to be a confusion in America today that equate health insurance with health care, and it's just not the same.
No, absolutely. It was, you know, the confusion was intentional. I can't say a conspiracy, but it was absolutely an intentional part of the process to try to collectivize and get government control over the system. Health insurance and health care were, those words were used synonymously, and yet they are entirely different concepts, and not only entirely different, but often quite contradictory, as we know now.
I want to get you talking about you on the physician advisory board, but just back on the asthma. If a parent's listening and they know their child has a breathing problem, what's the first thing they should actually say to a doctor? I mean, is it saying, "I want this test," or "Tell me exactly what it is that's causing this"?
Is
there something that you can arm them with just on a kind of a cursory basis right now if they're listening?
I think it's the recognition that doctors are going to be programmatically focused on thinking that they have a diagnosis when they say the word asthma. And that if the parent can instead say, "Doctor, what is causing my child's asthma?" and then insist on getting that answer, that will make the doctor start thinking past their stopping point in their usual paradigm.
And if you don't get that answer, go to another doctor?
You can keep pushing with your own doctor repeatedly. I will happily send that doctor a free copy of my book, although whether they'll read it or not, I don't know. Or, you know, go to a specialist who knows this, and I can advise in that.
All right. Do you enjoy working on the Physician Advisory Board for Liberty HealthShare?
It is a passion and a great joy, I would say, to be working with an organization which is focused on solving the problem that everyone else had failed to diagnose correctly, or not everyone else, but so many others. Liberty HealthShare has diagnosed the problem correctly and is focused on resolving it. That's great for a doctor to be involved in that. When it's so difficult for doctors to help heal individual people these days because the system is so against it, to be a part of a process that heals a system is wonderful.
Dale, we've had Dr. Elena George, who's the chairman of the board on here. How important is it to you to have this board and have people like Dr. Hunt on board?
Well, I'm not a medical professional, and we are sharing medical costs. And so we need the assistance, advice, and counsel of of medical professionals, but those that are like-minded to our community. It just thrills me that Dr. Hunt found Liberty HealthShare and jumped on board in 5 seconds.
No, half a second.
Half a second.
Yeah.
And it was only after that that he reached out and said, how can I be of assistance? And so it thrills me that we have those kinds of resources and we need them. And Dr. Hunt, Dr. George, Dr. Pearsall, who have immense credentials in their own arenas of practice and their engagement with healthcare means a great deal to us. We rely heavily on that guidance and assistance. And so I'm excited about it for not only administratively, but for our entire membership, tens of thousands of households across America that can tap into that kind of expertise.
Dr. Hunt, we got about a minute left, so I'm gonna throw you the typical political question. If I gave you the keys to the legal system and the political system, where lawmakers would listen to you and act on everything you say, what would you do for the healthcare system?
I would insist that they get out of our way.
And that's it.
That's it.
That's it. And let the free market, let people who know what they're doing take care. Are you worried at all about the person out there who's like, they need some sort of guidance or they need something because they're just not going to do anything?
Sure. I definitely worry. I mean, the free market capitalism is the only system that you wake up every morning and with a mission to succeed. And to succeed, you have to work very hard to identify the needs of other people and supply those needs of other people. You compete to serve others. And that's a wonderful concept. Let's let it go. Let's see what happens with it. And it also generates wealth that then can be used for charity. And without the wealth generation, how do you have the charity? So there will be people who just simply aren't able to be rational and help themselves. And those people need our care, our loving, voluntary care.
And what's so great about this, and you know, we only got about 30 seconds left, just real quickly, is that this system that we're talking about helps economically and helps health-wise and reduces costs.
All of those things.
It gives me new purpose, honestly, Dr. Hunt, for you to articulate it that way, because we're a healthcare sharing ministry. That simply means we get up every day and look for ways to meet the needs of others.
Exactly.
It's spectacular. Thank you for that encapsulated definition of our mission.
Get out of the way.
Get out of the way and let us get up every morning and look for ways to meet the needs of others.
Perfect.
And we have been talking to Dr. John Hunt. He is a pediatric pulmonologist, allergist, and immunologist. He has written the book, Your Child's Asthma, The Comprehensive Guide. You can get that on Amazon and where else?
Barnes & Noble.
Barnes & Noble as well. Dr. Hunt, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for all your service. Thanks for being here. And as always, Dale, the Executive Director of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, another insightful show. Thank you so much.
It's always energizing to be with you, John.
All right. Thanks, Dale. And thanks for joining us. Remember, healthshareradio.com. We'll catch you next time.
You've just been listening to Liberty HealthShare Radio. Liberty HealthShare is community-empowered healthcare. If you're ready to take charge and live out your values in healthcare, please visit healthshareradio.com. That's healthshareradio.com and enroll today.